Welcome to Time with Abba Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is October 22nd, Tuesday, 2019, day 294. Today's topic, who are your dear spiritual sons and daughters? Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 119 verses 1 to 8, Jeremiah chapter 39, verse 1 to chapter 41, verse 18. 2 Timothy. Chapter 1, verses 1 to 18. Proverbs 26, verses 1 to 2. Today's main passage from 2 Timothy, chapter 1, verses 1 to 8. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, in keeping with the promise of life that is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my dear son. Grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God whom I serve as my ancestors did, with a clear conscience, as night and day I constantly remember you in my prayers. Recalling your tears, I long to see you, so that I may be filled with joy. I am reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also. For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. So do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord or of me, his prisoner. Rather, join with me in suffering for the gospel by the power of God. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to him. My listening, the topic I received today is, who are your dear spiritual sons and daughters? This morning, Jesus commands me to ask you three questions. Number one, who are your dear spiritual sons and daughters? Number two, how do you pray for them daily, like how Paul prayed for Timothy? Number three, how do you fan into flame their spiritual gifts, so that they can raise up their dear spiritual sons and daughters like you? Now, if you do not have your dear spiritual sons and daughters, you are most probably a religious person and not a Christian. Yeah, it may be very difficult for you to listen, but this may be a reality. If you have not been praying for your dear spiritual sons and daughters daily, maybe they have been scattered away and no more your spiritual children. If you have not fanned into flame their spiritual gifts so that they can raise up their dear spiritual sons and daughters, you are a spiritual father or mother who has not been doing your duty well. Jesus reminds me now that that is the reason how he asked Peter 3 times, "Do you love me?" after he was resurrected. Jesus wanted to remind and command Peter to do his duty as a responsible spiritual father and shepherd, to take care and feed those lambs and sheep Jesus put into Peter's care, which is from the very early stage of a baby Christian to nurture them up to when they become a mature Christian, and still, yeah, you have to take care and feed them. Yeah, never let them go from baby Christian to mature Christians. Today, Jesus reminds you and me, to be a responsible spiritual father and mother right away. Let us pray. Dear Abba Father, help us to be a responsible spiritual father and mother right away. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of inspiration and invitation have you received from today's message? Number two, what is your next step to be a responsible spiritual father and mother right away? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.